I mean, when you look at them, they look like something, but in reality, they're exactly the opposite. So, be careful. Don't believe your eyes. And don't believe the lady. Because the lady knows black and white. And whenever she claims something, she will put it black and white. Because she cannot go in the middle. This lady of intelligence could never tell you that. Oh, I'm baffled, really. I don't know. I can't understand this. These are not the words made for her. She should make it black and white because at the end of the day, she should decide that this is good for me or not. She's looking to my food. She cannot go romantic about my food and poison me. That's how it is. So we have to learn something different. Remember, looking around you, you will see a lot of reverse horseshoes. This is the proverb Rumi will repeat again and again and again. So if you are a clever tracker, don't look at the shape of the horseshoe. Look a little bit closer. Let's see a closer look.
The reason why the unblessed are disappointed in both worlds. He has lost this life and the life to come. The wretched philosopher being firmly convinced that the sky is an egg and the earth like its yolk, someone asked him how this earth remains in the midst of this surrounding expanse of sky, suspended in the air like a lamp, moving neither to the bottom nor to the top. The philosopher said to him,
before the philosopher, imagine he wanted to show you something. He said something, and you know that he didn't get it. He said, okay, let me give you some example. There is this little Hakim, Hakimak. The word is Hakimak, this little kiddy Hakim. He believes that, okay, it's like an egg, the yolk and the white, and it's suspended just like this. Okay, let's take that sample with no argument. There is a question. Somebody asked him, how come? How this earth is suspended in the mid-air? Yes?
The philosopher said to him, it remains in the air because of the attraction exerted by the sky from six directions.
You remember the six? Rumi firmly believes in six, and he said there is six dimensions. This reality is six. Whatever comes back to reality should be six and six, and he has six volumes and thing like that. Here, the philosopher, the Hakimak, will say, aha, it's like a magnetic field which is pulling this earth from six different dimensions. Okay, that's how it is there. Is it correct? It's like that. You liked it, didn't you? Yeah. Now.
Like a vault molded of lodestone, a suspended piece of iron remains in the middle. Mm-hmm. Said the other, how should the pure sky draw the dark earth to itself? Nay, it is repelling it from six directions. Hence it remains amidst the violent winds.
Okay. See, there is this other guy, you know what I'm saying? No, it's not attraction. It's just the opposite. Sky is beautiful, this earth is filthy, so sky is repelling it from six different dimensions. Therefore, it's standing in the middle. Which one is correct? You see, two opposite view, and they're the same. This is how you see it. It should be either this or that. Oh my goodness, it's neither of this. It's a different way. Listen carefully. Now he explains. Maybe it's like this, maybe it's like that. Look at this, how we are suspended here. Yeah.
Then, because of the repulsion exerted by the hearts of the perfect, the spirits of pharaohs remain in perdition.
Do you remember what was the last verse of the last paragraph? He said maybe this silliness of Pharaoh is caused by this Moses. Moses is the guilty one who's doing the Pharaoh like this. Maybe like that. And it is that. If there was this Moses, there was no fight here. Yes, here you will see the opposite. The guy said, you know what? These people, these bad people, they're bad because good people repent them. That's why. Don't think that the bad people attract each other. Think about good people repenting them. Because that could work as well, right? Because this is what you think between existence and non-existence, repelling each other. Maybe they attract each other. Yes.
Therefore, through being rejected by this world and by that world, these lost ones have been left without either this or that. If you turn away your head from the servants of the Almighty, know that they are disgusted by your existence.
Means what? Anybody is still awakened or is gone? He arrived to a conclusion and talked to you. He's not in the stone anymore. Remember, there was this action, there was that man and a woman fighting, and blah, blah. Suddenly, Rumi Jata will talk to you. He said, look at you. Whenever you are not really attractive and you don't pay attention to the good-hearted people, you will be rejected by them. Therefore, you're out. Means if saints did not pull you really or attract you or touch you to transform you, it's because you don't like them. Therefore, you are expelled. Means if you want to be helped by saints, first you should find a place for them in your heart. Then the attraction will be there. Because maybe you are repelled in a way. Yes?
They possess the amber. When they display it, they make the straw of your existence frenzied.
We know that. We believe in that. Remember, we talk a lot about it. And I like that part that when I say Shams had the power to do the miracle, to touch the people and transform them, like elixir. Okay? Then suddenly you're thinking, then why he didn't do it to a lot of people, he just chose this one guy. Why?
Because they weren't accepting him, they were therefore repelling.
This is not what I told you. Now, yes, this brought in today should be added to that. Over there, I said something. One, Shams is a guy that God gave him the power, like an elixir, touching the people, transform them to saints. But he didn't do it. In his entire life, there is only one guy he did it to, Rumi. So, are we talking about a Scrooge guy who has a good thing and is not using it? You tell me. You are the best doubter here. Talk about this Shams, Scrooge one, who denied all of us. He could have touched everyone. He could have even touched the generations. He had the power even to touch me and change me, but he didn't do it. Why?
I wasn't his beloved.
You.
He touched Rumi, who touched us. Both Rumi and Sean touched you.
Yeah, but just one guy. Why not the rest of them?